20 years ago, Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union. Mikhail Gorbachev was still in power, but the Berlin Wall had just come down and things were changing fast. At that pivotal moment, in the bleakness of a Russian winter, a bright new sign appeared in Moscow. It was the Golden Arches of McDonald's. That was exactly 20 years ago this week. Analyst Masha Lipman was then, and still is, a resident of Moscow. And Masha, what was it like when McDonald's arrived there?
It was indeed a sensation. It should be remembered that the year 1990 was the year of acute shortages. The Soviet economy was, for all practical purposes, falling apart. And amidst this grim environment, there appeared this shining place, and people rushed. They rushed there because this was something very new. There were very long lines. People were waiting in the cold for 1 hour or even longer. And when they got in, one of the things that struck me, and I remember it to this day, was how the employees were able to keep the place clean. That was one of the things that impressed us.
Right, and it wasn't just about, of course, what the place looked like. It was about the burgers and the fries. To help us remember why McDonald's was so different, here's an excerpt from a news report by Canadian Broadcasting's Don Murray from opening day back in 1990, where he spoke to the first customers.
Their verdict on the feast was mixed. I don't like it at all, he says. It's not Russian. This woman doesn't know what she just ate, but she says it was unusual and delicious. We're all hungry in this city, she says. We need more of these places. There's nothing in our stores or restaurants.
Nothing in the stores and restaurants. Masha Lipman, that last voice, as you know, is a vivid reminder of just how difficult life in Moscow was back then. How hard was it just to get food in 1990?
Well, it was basically hunting for food. You had to be always on the alert. So if you went by street and saw a line, you would find out what was on sale and probably stop and forget about your other doings and wait to get at least something, even things as basic as milk.
The other thing that was certainly new and different about McDonald's in Moscow in 1990 was the customer service. Here's another excerpt from Don Murray's story from 1990.
I spilled my milkshake, he says, and I thought they'd bawl me out. Instead, they gave me another one. All of the staff have been taught to smile relentlessly, all the time.
I smile to anybody and they say, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? I wonder, what has happened? Why do you smile? They think that I'm laughing at them.
Masha Lipman, what was so unusual about the staff at this new McDonald's smiling in 1990?
Oh, yeah, you know, the grim faces and rude manners of Soviet salespeople were proverbial. I think at the time McDonald's had this hiring policy in which they tried to pick only those people who had not had the experience of working in the Soviet catering system or the Soviet food stores, people who smiled naturally. You were met with a real crowd of young people behind the counter, and all of them were smiling at you.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
Not too long ago. I sometimes do. It's fast. You know, when I have some things to do in the morning outside of my office and then going back to the office, I sometimes drop by and get something to eat very quickly just because it's so fast. The McDonald's that I have in mind is the same first McDonald's, and actually I'm sitting here in my office. It's within 2 minutes from where I sit.
One in five meals in the United States is a fast food meal. That leads here to obesity. Are people in Russia, 20 years after the opening of the first McDonald's there, looking with more scrutiny at this restaurant that at first seems so magical?
Well, at first they do. And also there is the anti-American sentiment, which is quite substantial in Russia. And, of course, it's common to say that McDonald's is poor quality, McDonald's is using a lot of fat, McDonald's is not good for you, it's not healthy food. But I guess no matter how people may grumble, they still think it's convenient, it's cheap, and they do use it.
Masha Lipman of the Carnegie Moscow Center reflecting on the arrival of McDonald's in Moscow 20 years ago this week. Thank you, Masha.
My pleasure.
And thanks to CBC's Don Murray for that blast from the past. You can check out his original story via our website, theworld.org.